Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Darion Thomas. We got some good things to talk about, especially with the Third and Long Foundation. Hey, how's it going over there?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Just trying to stay warm. We're a little bit of a freeze right now.
Yes. I'm so happy to see sunshine today. I don't know how you feel about that.
Oh, yeah. It's finally good to finally be able to get out and get on the roads. And, I've done a good job cleaning up the city.
No doubt. So I just realized we got some great news coming as your dad, Derek Thomas, for those who don't know, was recently inducted into the Missouri Hall of Fame. How do you feel about that? And how many people have been talking and so happy to hear about this situation?
Well, you know, it's something that is kind of a long time coming. And,
yes.
You look at the list of accolades that he's had over, over the life of his career. And, when someone called me and said, hey, we're finally doing the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, I was like, oh, wow. I didn't even realize that he hadn't been in that one. But, it was a great honor to be able to go down to Springfield and be able to accept that honor, in his name. So, people are excited, and it's always good, to have it kind of come full circle and people to be able to recognize what he was able to do during his career.
No doubt. And unfortunately, we talk about the good, and then we talk about what just happened recently with the passing of Marty Schottenheimer. I know Chiefs Kingdom is still feeling that loss. I know I'm feeling it as well. He meant a lot, not only just here, but just to football, period. Like, do you have any memories or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, actually, someone just sent me, my mom sent me a photo of Marty and I talking at my dad's NFL Hall of Fame induction, and we got a chance to spend a good amount of time there talking just about his life and his career. And Marty's a class act, and was my dad's coach through the majority of his career here in Kansas City. So they had their ups and downs, every coach and player have in their relationships, but for the most part, Marty just was a solid guy who really helped the Chiefs and the organization to become what it was in the 90s.
No doubt. We're talking with Darion Thomas right now. Of course, we also got to talk about the Third and Long Foundation that your dad helped put together. Tell me now, because you're actually a board member, tell me about the efforts that's going on right now with what y'all got going on, and what does a Third and Long Foundation mean to you personally?
Well, Third and Long has always been something that's been near and dear to my heart, and was, one of the things that he really, when he came to Kansas City and became a pillar of this community, really strived to build and to help the youth at Kansas City be able to better themselves and be able to give them life-changing experiences and tutoring to be able to help them to further their education and themselves in general. And so being a board member now, I'm kind of seeing the fruits of what he put together, almost 30 years ago. And so, right now what we're trying to do is, without that prominent face in the community that really drives fundraising, we kind of started a grassroots, if you will, sort of, push to build some, to build some monies within our organization to continue to do those things that we've been doing for the past 30 years with our reading program and being able to take those kids to a Chiefs game every year, as well as, give away, 1,000 plus meals every Thanksgiving, during that time to families that are in need. And so what we're doing February 28th is what we're calling our Day 58 campaign. And so what we're asking people to do is just go to our website, thirdandlong.org, and be able to, donate, maybe $1.50 or $2.50, whatever you can give to be able to help our organization to continue on, especially with COVID. Those bigger events that we usually have during a calendar year, we haven't been able to do that. So this is something that we're trying to do to be able to, continue on in our mission and ask the community for their help.
Yeah, I know this has got to be very important during the pandemic now. I know it's harder for kids to learn, so this will definitely be a lot of help with the Day 58 campaign.
Right. And that's what Third and Long Foundation was founded on, was, helping, Kansas City to, in his words, sack illiteracy. And so that's really our goal and our mission.
No doubt. Before I let you go, I got to ask you about the 8th Annual Community Service Award for Varsity High School Athletes. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so this is really kind of the brainchild of another board member of ours, but we've really kind of taken and run with it. the Community Service Award, you know, goes to an outstanding male athlete in our community, or football athlete in our community. You know, that's doing the things that, you know, that my dad wanted to see in the community, especially with the Third Lung Foundation, and giving back and doing community service and helping their community. And we've been able to every year, you know, give scholarships out to all three of our finalists, as well as give a $1,500 scholarship to our winner. And they get to go home with a really nice trophy and have kind of those bragging rights for the year. You know, it's important for what those guys are doing on the field, but it's even important of what they're doing in their community, and building strong, you know, pillars in our, you know, strong pillars in our community and being able to give back. So we definitely like to do that and honor those guys that are out there doing good things.
Well, I always appreciate what the Third and Long Foundation has done since I moved up here to Kansas City. What you and what your dad has built is going to always continue here, and I'm glad to see what y'all doing. And if they want to learn more just about the foundation, where can they go to get more information and see how they can help you?
They can go to thirdandlong.org, and like I said, Day 58 campaign will be published here on February 27th, and it'll run through 2 weeks. So, you know, anything that you can give, I mean, if it's $5, if it's $100, we appreciate any donations.
All right. I definitely appreciate your time for calling in. Thank you very much. Stay safe out there, and look forward to see what the Third Lung Foundation is about to be up to next. Thank you very much.
Thank you.